Hello, welcome to Classics for Kids. I'm Naomi Lewin. Benjamin Britten was asked to compose music for a children's film explaining all the different instruments of the orchestra. Afterwards, he turned the movie music into a concert piece called The Young Person's Guide to the Orchestra. To create The Young Person's Guide, Britten borrowed a tune by one of his favorite composers, Henry Purcell, who lived several centuries earlier. Then Britten wrote a set of variations on that tune. Each variation changes the melody slightly and focuses on a different instrument or group of instruments in the symphony orchestra. The orchestra has four families of instruments: woodwinds, brasses, strings, and percussion. Britten starts out with the woodwind family. As you might guess, most of the woodwind instruments are made of wood, and you play them by blowing into them. That's the wind part. The two highest-pitched members of the family, flutes and their smaller cousins, piccolos, can be made of wood, but these days they're usually made of a metal like silver. The sound on a flute is made just like the sound on a whistle. You blow air past a hole. Unlike a whistle or any other woodwind, flutes and piccolos stick out sideways to the right of the person playing them. Next up is the oboe. The oboe sounds a little like you're singing through your nose. You play it by blowing through a double reed that sticks out of the top of the oboe. Reeds are made of two tiny pieces of cane, a kind of very thin wood. Clarinets only use a single reed. The clarinet can play a little higher than the oboe and a little lower. The woodwind instrument that plays lowest of all is the bassoon. The bassoon has a double reed, too. It fits onto a curved piece of metal called a crook that sticks out of the top of the bassoon. What looks like the top of the bassoon is really the bottom, because the instrument is so long that it's folded over. Next, Benjamin Britten moves on to the top of the string family, the violins. String instruments all consist of hollow wooden boxes with strings, usually metal strings, stretched across them. Most strings are played with a bow, a wooden stick that has hair from a horse's tail stretched along it. Drawing the bow across the strings makes the sound. All instruments have at least one thing in common. The larger the instrument, the lower the sound. Violas are one notch lower than violins. I don't know why, but violas and violists have always been the subject of orchestra jokes. Here's an example. What's the difference between a viola and a trampoline? You take your shoes off to jump on the trampoline. The next string instrument down is the cello. People like to rhyme cello with mellow, and it fits. The lowest string instrument is the double bass. There's one member of the string family that doesn't look like the others, and you don't use a bow to play it, the harp. Strings and woodwinds are the first two families in the orchestra. Next week, I'll show you how Benjamin Britten demonstrates the brass and percussion sections. I'm Naomi Lewin. I write classics for kids and produce it with Tim Lanter at WGUC Cincinnati. Please join me next week to continue exploring the instruments of the orchestra on Classics for Kids.